All right, that was Project Q live at the Amazing Things Arts Center, December 30th, 2005. That was a live recording. You didn't hear the claps because I decided that we don't. I guess we could have listened to them, but you know what's happening. All right, so this band, Project Q, is playing at the Lily Pad this Sunday being the 25th. The Lily Pad is 1353 Cambridge Street in Inman Square, Cambridge, Massachusetts. If you want to access their website, it's lily-pad.net. Project Q is going on at 8:45 in the evening, not the morning. All right, so you were listening to Flying Ruckus. We go on alternating 8 to 9 p.m. Fridays at WNBR 88.1 FM, Cambridge, Massachusetts. Thanks for listening, and we'll now listen to... It's just not plugged in. Yeah, we're not going to listen to the next show. We're going to listen to PSA first.
He would come home after a hard day and just start in on me, you know, like, hey, how was your day? How was school? What you got going on? I mean, it gave me the chills.
My father would drive me all the way to the mall. He wouldn't stop until we were right in front of my friends. And oh my God, when...
I wanted to go to Europe, and he seriously made me get a job to pay for it. And that one time...
He insisted on taking us to the movies, even though he knew Steven totally worked there and I was totally in love with him. And...
The time I got this wicked, cool scorpion tattoo on my shoulder... Not even the whole arm, just the shoulder. And he grounded me for 2 weeks. 2 weeks! And oh yeah.
When I wanted to major in ceramics, because I'm like way good at it, my dad told me I'd have to pay my own tuition. Like, duh. How am I supposed to earn that kind of dough making pottery?
Embarrass them. Horrify them. Freak them out. Don't worry. They'll appreciate it. Eventually. A message from the National Fatherhood Initiative and the Ad Council.
Dancing shoes, baby, come dance with me.
I'd rather dance with you than talk with you.
Dance along with myself.
You are the dancing
Alright, now time for some energetic dancing music. This is Andy Beta Blocker, WMBR 88.1 FM. I'm DJ Zilo. This is the third show of the season, and it will be dedicated to drum and bass. Okay, it's Friday night. Let's forget all the human worries and let your inner robot out and dance. Feel free to call. It's 617-253-8810 to talk about robot dance, life, universe, or everything.
Yes.
Well, I actually, normally I don't listen to drum and bass, but it's great music for robot dancing. You can really lose yourself there. If you want to see DJ Zillow crazy dancing, you should go to Phoenix Landing every Thursday night. They have great drum and bass music, great dancing. They've been doing it for 8 years. Very cool place. Got to catch the vibe and feel alive, it's so insane. Speaking of robot dancing, here in the studio, there's another extremely cool robot.
Yay, robot dancing.
Todd. Well, beside me, of course. Todd is a great popping robot dancer.
I am here to proclaim how wonderful robot dancing is in every shape and form. It's amazing.
I agree.
I know. So there's different ways that people try to approach this problem, of course, of robot dancing and what it is and how to do it. Some of it's very violent. Some of it's very, you know, enjoyable, light, fun.
Some What's of your way?
My way? Oh, I don't know. It's like I try to occupy the most minimal space possible and then, you know, either lockpick my way into something that's a more enjoyable position, or you know, try and avoid the crazy drum and bass dancer next to me that's trying to hit
that's
me.
That's very important.
Yes,
there's
absolutely.
So many other robots.
No, there's too
around
many robots.
You. Speaking of which, there's another very cool robot come into the studio.
Absolutely.
That's Electronic Max.
Oh. Yes, but he's a dark bot. He likes to remain unseen.
Yeah, so make sure to listen to his dark spot tonight, 2 to 4.
Absolutely. It's a good show. It's very deep, emotional. It's very sad.
It's for sophisticated robots.
But yes. In any case, enjoy the show. It's wonderful.
We'll be right back. quite grasp the idea that the charge nurse couldn't make it be yesterday. She couldn't turn back time. Thank you, Einstein. Now he was nuts. He was a fruitcake, Jim.
That's it, Jeffrey. I'm gonna get a shot.
Couldn't quite grasp the idea that the charge nurse couldn't make it be yesterday. She couldn't turn back time. Thank you, Einstein. Now he was nuts. He was a fruitcake, Jim.
About robot dancing. So if you Google socially rhythmic robot CMU, you find this website of the PhD student from CMU called Merrick, and he and some others made a beat bot that can pick up beats from music and dance to it. The robot is very cute. It's fluffy and cuddly, and yeah, you should go to check out the website. I also work with robots, but my robots are very ugly, and we send them to Mars to drive among dumb rocks. So you can see, not only in the human society, not all the robots get to do fun work either.
We'll be right back.
Now Electronic Max has some exciting news to tell us.
Oh, can you hear me? Oh yeah, there I am. No, I have no news. I'm the invisible man behind the curtain while DJ Xylo is blowing up. She's taken the roof off the basement here of WMBR. And you should see her in action. Like she's got like, you know, turntables across the room and cords everywhere and iPods and laptops, and she's got like robots everywhere. It's amazing. It's you know, it's too bad that you guys can't see her in action over there. We might post a video of it though on the web. I don't know.
No. I won't.
She won't allow it. Okay. Well, I have to do what she says. It's her show. Good show, DJ Xylo, and thanks to Toddbot for his craziness that he played.
I'm sorry about the extra Indian vibe that came through.
Oh, the Bollywood.
Yeah, the Bollywood
drum and bass.
Bollywood breaks. Yeah. They're hot, man. Yeah. They're totally hot. Bollywood is amazing.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
All right, so any more news for us on the robot frontier, DJ Xylo, before we close up for the evening? We have 4 more minutes.
We will close with a Venetian snare song.
Awesome.
Awesome track. Which I cannot pronounce.
Is it from the Hungarian?
Yes.
Oh, yes. The Hungarian opera album.
It's an awesome album whose name I cannot pronounce either.
Rosszilag something.
No.
Alat.
No.
Yes, that was our Hungarian. I hope you can understand us. All right, guys. So stay tuned for Venetian Snares. DJ Zylo wrapping up, and
we'll see you next Friday.
Next
WMBR 88.1 FM.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.